Welcome back to The Culture Club on WJFF's Radio Chatskill. I'm Tim Bruno. One of the regular features on the show is Know Your Local Artist, a chance to meet local artists one-on-one across the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. Today, we're lucky enough to meet four artists, all of them photographers, and all of them high school students at Liberty High School in Liberty, New York. They are part of a group of 13 high school photo students whose work is on display at the Liberty Public Library. The show is called My Point of View. Let's get to know some of the photographers in their own words.
Hi, I'm Lillian Rodriguez. I'm 17 years old and I'm a photographer. It means showing the world my point of view on things, showing them basically what I see every day and what interests me. I like the way light shines through things. I also like clouds, you know, the way they look, and like my cats. So if like, I see something interesting, I have to show it to people, and it's hard to describe it, so I just take pictures of what it looks like. Some people understand me a whole lot better through my pictures, and some people I still have to explain to them what it is. So yeah, I'm not very good at talking. It's exactly why I'm a photographer. I don't talk well. Well, it's been in my life a lot. My grandfather was a photographer. Well, he wasn't like a photographer, but he was interested in photography. When I was younger, I got like my first camera. I was like, I think maybe in second or third grade. It wasn't like a real camera. It was like one of those little cameras that's like disposable. It wasn't disposable though. Like I could re-put film in it and stuff. It was really cool. Like someone gave it to me for Christmas and I used to take pictures all the time with it. It was great. My favorite picture ever that I've ever taken is of my cat's angry face. He looked so mad at me while I was shoving a camera lens in his face. It's great. His name is Crash Test Dummy. I really haven't found, you know, something I love to take pictures of often, because I'll see something and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, I'll take a picture of that, or I'll see something else and I'll take a picture of that. I like it, and I like to show people what I see, what interests me, you know, what makes me myself.
My name is Peter Reardon. I'm 16 and I'm a photographer. Photography to me means it's a way to just share my perspective and ideas to the world and so show people what I see through my eyes. I became interested maybe a year or two ago. It was like when I was looking at a bunch of photos and I'm like, I want to do that. It's kind of spur of the moment, like maybe I should try doing photography. It looks like a fun thing. It looks like an interesting form of art to me. It's not like anything like drawing or painting or sculpting. I don't know. There was just something about that really like drew me to it. My inspiration, I don't think I have like a huge inspiration. I kind of just do what I think looks, what would look really interesting to me, or what would interest me in a photo, or like, you know, what would be a weird shot to do. One that I never thought would be a good photo was like the shot of the rail yard through the fence, because it was just kind of like a spur of the moment shot. I wasn't really thinking about it. And my camera was actually running really low on battery, so I was just like taking shots really quickly. And I didn't actually think that would turn out well, but it turned out fantastic, actually, and I love it. It's like one of my favorite shots. I think I'm still trying to find my kind of personal point of view, but I think I'm getting there. I don't think I have a clear one yet, though. I kind of like doing like weird things, like different objects and people, and but yeah, I think I'm on my way to getting my own perspective. A subject that I like, mostly it would probably be people and objects that aren't like a lot of just like kind of static objects, even just things around my house, like setting things up and taking pictures of it. I think it's fun and it looks really interesting as a shot. I remember for one shot, I had a bunch of candles lined up and I lit them all and kind of like made it look like a little seance almost. And it looked really cool and interesting. It didn't turn out exactly the way I want it, so I didn't really put it out. But I think just taking what you have and trying to make interesting use of it makes for really good shots.
My name is Jenna Blank. I am 17. I'm a senior in high school. And I have a general knowledge of a lot of the arts, but I specialize in photography. My mom has always been pretty big in photography. It was really her hobby, and I grew up around it. There's pictures of me little, maybe like 7, 8 years old, with big clunky sneakers, bright pink visor, hair all over the place, and I've got a camera in my hand. So when I got into high school and I started taking all these art classes, I realized that there was a photography class, and I wanted to check it out, and I fell in love with it. Photography is really a way that I can express myself and just really show people the way I see the world. My favorite things to shoot are nature and things that don't really make sense. Nature because I always was outside with my mom taking pictures when I was younger, and I don't like to record the obvious, so the pictures that don't really make sense to other people, they're my favorite because they give a different view to ordinary objects. I like to ask them to guess what the object is, and then I explain what it really is to them. I'm always either outside showing everyone what I'm doing or just looking around the house for like things that I can make look really weird. I was in my neighbor's house once and he had like a glass plate that kind of looked like a fly eye. So I took a picture really close to that and it just looked really weird. I have a picture of a really close-up shot of some ice so you can see all the cracks and bubbles in it. Takes a couple minutes for people to figure out what that one is too. I'm just going to keep it as a hobby because I want to go into teaching, but it's definitely going to be something that I use as a stress reliever or just a fun hobby. When I have my camera, it's just I'm focused on everything that's going on around me. So I'm not really focused on my personal life and my troubles. I'm focused on how I'm going to show everyone else what's going on. I think art has a very different meaning to everyone, but I think it's definitely cool when people look at my photos and can really find an escape.
Hello, my name is Phoenix Feldman. I'm 17 and I'm a photographer. Photography is a form of expression that I use because I'm not really the greatest at drawing and being hands-on with materials. I'm more of a digital artist, so I love photography. I love graphic design and video production. What inspires me would have to be my mom. She passed away 8 years ago, but she always had a camera with her. She's the main reason why I got into photography, and I'm actually now shooting with her camera that she had. And so she's been my main drive of pursuing photography. When I went out and I took one of the photos that are here, I felt my mom watching over me, and I saw what she saw through the camera. And I thought that was, I just loved that feeling because it's been so long. So it's of my backyard, which was partially marshland. And it froze over, but there was no snow on top of it. It was like that brief period after a snowfall, after it all melted. And I had a little bit of green, had a little bit of browns, but it came out beautiful in black and white. I'm doing a lot of different types of things with my photography. I'm learning after every shot I take, after every roll of film I finish, I'm learning every moment. My favorite photo subject would probably have to be landscapes. I just enjoy nature and seeing it from a different viewpoint. Because, you know, you take everything in one shot, but now you're sort of limiting your eyes to what's in the frame of the picture. My favorite photo that I've done so far would have to be my bulb shoot, which is here as well. And what a bulb shoot is, a long exposure time with a closed aperture with very little light, and the subject has to stay still, or it could be moving around to cause the different effects. But the effects I use here was I use moving lights. So I had a couple of my classmates run around behind him with glow sticks. No Photoshop whatsoever. Everything was what you see. I don't really see myself pursuing photography as a career, but it's definitely going to be a hobby of mine that I will continue from now on and into college and beyond that. Just living, I don't know how to explain it. Living with my mom always with me in the form of the camera.
That was Phoenix Feldman, Jenna Blank, Peter Reardon, and Lillian Rodriguez. Their photos are